Planned Parenthood provided medication abortion to mother at home with children running around. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 14, 2020. A Planned Parenthood official in New York State said the organization's new telehealth service is so much in demand that one mother began her drug-induced abortion at home with her children running around behind her. Dr. Mirsha, chief medical officer of Planned Parenthood Hudson Peconic, told the Associated Press, AP, the abortion chain is seeing an uptick in patients seeking abortions during the coronavirus pandemic. We provided a medication abortion to an EMT while she was sitting in her ambulance, Shah said. We provided abortion care to a mother who was at home with her children running around behind her. Former abortionist Dr. Anthony Levitino explains in the video below what occurs during the first trimester medication abortion. During medication abortion, a woman takes two drugs, mifepristone, RU486, and misoprostol, or Cytotec, to terminate her pregnancy. Mifepristone blocks the action of progesterone, which the mother's body produces to nourish the pregnancy. When progesterone is blocked, the lining of the mother's uterus deteriorates, and blood and nourishment are cut off to the developing baby, who then dies inside the mother's womb. The drug misoprostol, also called Cytotec, then causes contractions and bleeding to expel the baby from the mother's uterus. Planned Parenthood has always described abortion as a choice. However, some states temporarily banned abortions, along with other elective procedures during the pandemic, in order to preserve medical equipment for healthcare workers treating coronavirus patients. Planned Parenthood is now saying abortion is an essential and not an elective service. The abortion industry giant just announced its telehealth service will be available in all 50 states this month. While many things are different right now, you can still have a safe, healthy sex life, the organization said in a press release. Planned Parenthood noted its telehealth feature will deliver patients services that include birth control, sexually transmitted infection, STI, testing and treatment, transgender hormone therapy, HIV/AIDS antiviral drugs, and the morning after pill. Care11.com in Minneapolis reported Sarah Stowes, CEO of Planned Parenthood North Central States, said her organization is about to add curbside pickup for whatever drugs people have been prescribed. People can come to the clinic, just pull up to the door and we can come out and in a safe way hand them their birth control, Stowes said. Or whatever it is that they need. So, they don't have to come out at all. AP reported Dr. Jen Villavicencio, an abortionist in Michigan, is predicting demand for abortions will increase during the current pandemic. I hear it in my patients' voices and questions daily, she said. They're worried about how they will make their rent, feed their family, access a ventilator if the need arises. Allison Dreith, deputy director of an abortion clinic in Granite City, Illinois, also told AP women are more committed to having abortions now, during the pandemic. A staff member at the same clinic said one couple aborted the baby they had actually planned to conceive. In Chicago, OB/GYN Dr. Meryl Sackham also told AP that without abortion services during the pandemic, very sick babies will be born to women in higher-risk pregnancies, and families forced to watch them suffer who would, in other times, have made a different decision.